with a four-man team?
TV. It's a lot more than 10 guys. It's an army.
This op is compromised.
This is Spartan 01. Radio check.
Danny, you radio working? The way I see it, we got two options. One, you let them go, roll the dice.
Second that they run down there, we got 200 on our backs.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm not a big fan of Peter Berg. I've always seen him as a Michael Bay wannabe. However, you can't deny the man's passion for the U.S. military. This makes him the best man for the job of directing Lone Survivor. The film tells the story of a team of Navy SEALs whose mission is compromised in the mountains of Afghanistan. When dozens of Taliban fighters come after them, the team struggles to survive. The best thing that Berg did with this film is portray the SEALs as real people with real lives rather than marginalized stereotypes. The film is a gritty and visceral examination of the often hard choices that are made and ugly consequences that come from them, even if they are the right choices. It's not always easy to watch, but Lone Survivor is a movie that succeeds in honoring the fallen in a realistic and down-to-earth way. Lone Survivor gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.